Last week's program featured a story about South Lawrence Fifth Grade Academy in Massachusetts. Students in the program, which is based on research demonstrating that learning is enhanced by exercise, have an extended day that includes three scheduled periods of sports, dance, or stepping, as well as increased time for academics. Among the comments posted under that story at onlyagame.org was this one from Inga. My hope for this excellent new vision in curricula is that it may permeate all American schools. Pete in Concord, New Hampshire wrote, thank goodness for this article. Way to go, Only a Game. My discussion with Tim Cruthers, the author of The Queen of Cotway, also provoked numerous comments. The book concerns Fiona Mutes, a young woman from a slum in Uganda who's ascending toward the title of chess grandmaster. Several listeners appreciated the story and the video on the website, but Roger Wallace, who hears the program on Vermont Public Radio, had a question. Your story ended with discussion of Fiona's hope of being able to support her impoverished family through sponsorships. Are the author and publisher committed to sharing their revenue with this amazing young woman whose story they are profiting from? Clearly, Ms. Mutes has worked the hardest to make the creation of this book possible. In response to my commentary about Lance Armstrong posted on our Facebook page this week, Bill Ruggiero replied, there is greater valor in trying and failing honestly than in cheating and winning. Dr. David Warren feels otherwise. In response to my interview last week with Bonnie D. Ford regarding the 11 former Armstrong teammates who acknowledged his transgressions and their own, he wrote, do you convict a murderer without a weapon or a body? I believe the guilt lies with Armstrong's accusers. Robert Kendrick of Clemson, South Carolina, emailed to take issue with Charlie Pierce's characterization of the various anti-doping agencies as motivated by financial gain. The doping champions, the team directors, and the shady doctors are the ones who reap the gains of the use of performance-enhancing drugs, he wrote. I would like to see Mr. Pierce sit down in a room of former elite amateurs and former pros who didn't dope and lost their dreams to the Armstrong generation of dopers. How would he defend his trophy-on-the-wall rhetoric to them? You can post your comments at onlyagame.org. You can also find us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook at Only a Game Radio. And you can leave a comment on the listener line at 617-353-1860.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. And Trader Joe's, traveling the world to source a variety of foods and beverages like pizza from Italy and cheddar from Australia. Locations at TraderJoe's.com. This is NPR.